do another tune off this CD that Doc helped me do, actually. He helped me with the guitar and vocals on that last one on the CD, and he helped me with the guitar on this. This is a song I made up. It's a tune I made up. And I seem to have to stress that in a lot of places because, well, it seems about 10 years ago or so, maybe a little longer ago than that, we were playing up in the great green state of Vermont, Wilmington, Vermont, I think maybe it was. And this woman came to me at intermission and said, you know, you played this tune in the middle of the first set there, and I'm curious, is that a real tune or is it something that you made up? Oh yeah, folks, she was out there. She was certainly out there, and I was crestfallen, and I was crestfallen, and heavily laden with the burden of deciding whether or not my tune was real. So after a few pregnant, ponderous moments there, I allowed to her as to how I certainly hoped it was both. But she didn't quite grasp that concept.
You were seriously disturbed, in other words.
I was indeed. I was indeed. So, you know, I started thinking a little more deeply about it and realized that there's really no reason I should be burdened with that responsibility. You know, it should be up to the listener whether or not the tune's real. You know, I mean, of course, depending on how that listener may or may not have survived the 60s, in that case, the spectrum of reality can be rather broad. So, you know, the 60s didn't really affect me.
I think I got through them unscathed, Jack.
So anyway, I'm going to leave this, leave it up to you whether or not this tune's real. It's called 10 Miles to Deep Gap. And I made it up.